Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Now let's go to baseball. The St. Louis Cardinals, Texas Rangers locked up 2 games apiece in this year's World Series, following really an incredible performance last night from Texas pitcher Derek Holland. He pitched into the ninth, didn't allow a single run. The Rangers ended up beating the Cardinals 4-0. Joining us now, George Vesey, sports columnist for our partner, the New York Times, and author of Stan Musial on American Life. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
I think that probably Derek Holland is not really a familiar name to most Americans. Tell us a little bit about this pitcher.
Well, he's in and out with the Rangers, and they didn't know what to expect. I mean, they thought they were going to have an ace in Cliff Lee coming back, and went to Philadelphia, and so they've been working backwards in the rotation. Of course, he's a good young pitcher, but they just didn't know what they were going to get from him, and they got a masterpiece. I mean, somebody in the Times this morning is calling him, one of his teammates is saying that this was probably the best pitch game in franchise history, and you know, Nolan Ryan pitched some no hitters for them. So it's just from nowhere, which starting pitching sometime is, even in the World Series, where you can have one team just beating the ball to death one game, and then the next game, good pitching shuts the same team down, which is what you saw between games 3 and 4.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about game 4, because everyone was talking about the batting. St. Louis slugger Albert Pujols, of course, did this.
That is hammered into left.
Oh, my gosh.
That ball is absolutely murdered. Here's one into left center field. Back at the track, he's got another. And he hits me, and here goes one into left. How about 3 on the night?
All right, so that is the sound of Pujols on Friday, courtesy of Fox. 3 home runs, 6 runs batted in. What about this in terms of the history books, George?
It certainly was one of the great performances in World Series, considering the drama with Pujols, knowing that he's a free agent, that he could be moving on after this year. In fact, it looks like he could be playing his last game for the Cardinals in St. Louis, which I suspect will be a rather emotional bath out there.
And after that performance, I'm sure St. Louis fans are going to be very hard, have a very tough time letting go of him. But let's talk about the series to come. What have we seen from these two teams that can kind of predict what's going to happen?
I don't think you can predict. I mean, Carpenter certainly has been the ace of both staffs, in a sense of somebody you could rely on. But then you get into the relief pitching, the way that La Russa works his relief pitching, and then of course looking at the young player from Texas who comes in and just shuts them down at the end. I mean, he's such a calm guy that you just don't know from game to game. I mean, things change. It's one of the great things about the World Series that you can have one team can score a lot of runs one day, and the next day a pitcher on the other team. It's not like the Stanley Cup Finals where you see patterns of lines against lines, and or even in basketball where certain players do well from game to game, home or away. When you change starting pitching, you change everything.
All right, so you're not going to make a prediction for us for Game 5?
Never make predictions. I mean, I'll say this. The Cardinals are going home. The Cardinals were hot. But you really just don't know. You get into the bullpen. You get somebody can shut you down. I could see it going either way. I think the Cardinals were on a roll. They've got a lot of parts that we don't know about, things that came together during the season. And if they get home, I mean, if they're down 3-2, that's another thing. Never make predictions.
George Vesey, sports columnist for our partner, the New York Times. Very discreet sports columnist, author Stan Musial.
Smart guy.
An American Life. We can't even decide whether it's going to be all about pitching or hitting. Thanks, George.
Well, I can't tell whether to stay in which hotel to stay in, so how can I predict?